On this channel, I often cast a wary eye at highly advanced alien civilizations and what they might do. This boils down to one huge reason. In humans, contact between more technologically advanced civilizations and those less so has rarely gone well, often intentionally, but sometimes also unintentionally. One could imagine that contact with an alien civilization a million years more advanced than we are would probably not go well. But on the other hand, it could go the opposite and turn out extremely well. Perhaps the greatest leaps in the advancement of the human species could come from aliens. While speculative, remember we may never actually find any aliens, it's still a fun thing to ponder about if we came across friendly aliens. So here are 10 scenarios where first contact might be rather pleasant. Number 10. Well, hello. One major governing factor of our universe is what we can do within the limits of distance. It cannot be overstated how vast the observable universe is, and we can't even tell how much of it lies past the observability line. For all we know, it could be infinite. Even within our own galaxy, there is plenty of real estate that no one seems to have done anything with. So clashes between alien civilizations may be amongst the rarest things to happen in the universe, because there's simply enough room for everyone and then some. This could set the stage for a very diplomatic future, should we ever contact or be contacted by alien civilizations at great distance within the Milky Way. What could conceivably happen here is that contact could be established, say by radio, but the rule is civilizations tend to stay local, near their star system of origin, and never really venture out into deep space, explaining why we see no evidence for galaxy-spanning empires. This could lead to a pleasant status quo among the civilizations of the Milky Way, since none of them would inherently threaten each other. And so begins the long conversation, where it might take centuries or longer for messages to be completed by distant civilizations. You say hello, and 5,000 years later, you get a response. This sounds horrifically slow, but remember, we have trillions of years left before the universe goes dark, and time can be sped up through time dilation. So there are techniques where this process could take less apparent time than you might think, and there's always drastic life extension, where such a slow exchange of messages is less of a big deal if you live for 20,000 years. On the other hand, who says that such a conversation has to be fast? Perhaps the rule of the universe's long, slow dialogues, or slow dialogues so information-dense that it takes centuries to weed through the data just from the very first response. And there's no guarantee aliens would be in a hurry like humans tend to be. They may be like the Ents from Lord of the Rings, and if you try to speed up communications, the reply you get is don't be hasty. Number 9. Here is everything we've ever learned. Use it wisely. Perhaps the greatest gift in the universe is knowledge. After all, it's everything we know. But there remain many mysteries of the universe that we haven't really even begun to solve, not the least of which is why the Big Bang happened at all, and what happened before the first 300 million years of the universe's existence. And while there's no guarantee that we or anyone else, for that matter, will ever have a truly complete picture of the universe, it is a strong possibility that we may, someday. But it's probably going to take a while to get there, or maybe not. One possibility that lies within the search for extraterrestrial intelligence is that a highly advanced civilization might in some way gift their knowledge base to anyone that can pick up their signal and decipher it, which is quite a problem, especially in light that it would be a complete understanding of the universe. It's unclear how that could be communicated, but say for a moment it could. Such an encyclopedia message would be invaluable to anyone that didn't already understand the workings of the universe. It would overnight change human society as we grew to understand the message and put what we learn to use. Magical seeming technologies may come from it rapidly, as if falling into our lap, and we'd forever be in debt to the advanced altruistic civilization that sent the information. Unless, of course, the information is malicious and wipes us out before we ever know it hit us, as we tinker with the new technologies. But if you think about it, such an encyclopedia would convey the greatness of the civilization that sent it, but at the same time, be a great gift to others in the universe, even if the civilization that sent it is now extinct. It would be the ultimate in tombstones. Number 8. The cycle must end. As far as we can tell, the universe will eventually come to an end. There are a number of ideas on how that could or would unfold, but the point is, at some point, it's done as far as complexity is concerned. But it's also a mystery as to how it became complex in the first place. There's no real reason anyone can identify that it would do so, other than certain anisotropies evidenced in the cosmic microwave background radiation that showed that minute temperature differences in the early universe allowed everything to clump together and form stars. There is, as is our current understanding, no good reason why this happened. But it did, so here we are. And that seems pretty unlikely, but we're obviously here. But that's led to questions about multiverses, whether like bubbles in a bathtub or alternate universes stacked one on top of the other. This problem is made better when you're a lottery winner among many instead of one single lottery winner in a pool of one. But another option is that this universe is just one in a cycle that repeats over and over, and has done so indefinitely, leading to the idea of conformal cyclic cosmology. One Big Bang in perhaps an infinite number of Big Bangs. And that's sad, because it means that many universes before us, with all their civilizations and greatness, have been wiped out by the recycling of the universe. Think about that. A certain percentage of the metals we use, that are in our cars, or our coins, or our rings and jewelry, have been recycled countless times since the ancient world. You may have a few atoms of Julius Caesar's jewelry in the ring you wear, but you can never know if that's true. Universes may work like this to some degree. This seems like a cycle that needs stopping. After all, who wants to witness the death of the universe, only then to witness a big bang and birth of another and the annihilation that comes with it? So why not stop it if you could? With a sufficient understanding of how the universe works, it may be possible to apply the brakes and prevent another iteration of the universe from ever coming about. This obviously hasn't happened yet since we're here in our relatively young universe, but imagine a future where somehow the ultimate universal disaster could be averted. Who knows if this is possible or even relevant if you can get so advanced as to create new universes tailored for your comfort. But it is at least plausible that someone, or us, in the very far future, might try to embed messages into the new emergent universe to stop the cycle. Give any civilization in the new universe information learned over trillions of years to try to break the cycle and give new life to an old universe, and perhaps at least prolong the life of universes at large, assuming you can prevent new Big Bangs from happening randomly. Or you may not be able to, and none of this matters, but it's an interesting thought nonetheless. Number 7. The Universal Data Archive. Another take on the idea that civilizations may ultimately be most interested in collecting knowledge is the idea of a truly universal data archive. This would be where a civilization beams out messages any way it can to reach the highest number of other civilizations in order to have them beam their knowledge back. This would be a galactic or even attempted universal data collection scheme that would compile all of the data it could get, even down to the mundane, on as many civilizations as it could. Now, such a civilization of librarians might make that data equally available to all, if reasonable access could be given, or just hoard the knowledge and not give it to anyone at all. You send your data and then you hear nothing in response. Or you might get a library card, though perhaps it might be limited to your current level of technology. There's a kids section and an adult section, and perhaps even a highly classified section that few ever see. I add this one as a positive because it could be. There's not much of a downside in principle to the benign collection and distribution of knowledge, but it only barely makes the list because knowledge is power, and any one entity in the galaxy, or even the observable universe, collecting it up would be a very powerful entity indeed, perhaps the most powerful in the entire universe. And even worse, what if it's a machine? or so interested in knowledge that it adds you to its hive mind, whether you like it or not. Number 6. The Von Neumann Santa Claus. Perhaps the best holiday gift a civilization can get is a very special type of replicating probe. I've often talked about the negative aspects of having such a thing in your star system with you, but there could also be advantages to a level hardly imaginable. Imagine if an alien probe with 3D printing capabilities were sitting in our star system with us, and whenever we needed something, it figured it out and printed out what we needed from the raw materials of the solar system. This could span a great many things. Cures for diseases, cures for problems with the planet, including things like anti-volcano machines, immortality technology, fusion reactors ready to go to power the planet cleanly for millennia or more, faster-than-light star drives, food from across the galaxy that suits our biochemistry and taste buds, and so on. Would you try alien food? Or it could print out an alien representative to serve as an ambassador to humanity from a civilization half a galaxy away that also has amazing cooking skills. Imagine the good advice it might give, or bad, and so on. Or more importantly, imagine its take on baking an alien-inspired holiday fruitcake. I've also mentioned before that such a probe, if it had been here for millions of years, might also show us a record of our planet's history, or for that matter, a record of the history of planets across the galaxy. Imagine an archive of all the cultural and natural history of all inhabited planets the civilization in question had at the time of the probe's launch, and periodically updated thereafter by radio. The possibilities here are limitless, and such a probe might even contain a telephone number of sorts, in the form of a map and an instruction manual on how to beam messages to our newfound galactic friends. Given their technology, though, they'd be a hard civilization to shop for during the holiday season, as they'd probably have most everything they could ever want. Number 5. The Galactic Dial-Up Internet Service. In recent years, the point has been made that it may not be very likely that we'd ever pick up an alien radio signal. When SETI was originally envisioned, the idea was to look for gigantic, powerful beacons either directed at us or shooting out energy in all directions. But this may not be the case because, well, it's extremely energy intensive, with not a lot of chance of success. After all, would you build such a beacon if you thought there was a good chance you were alone in the galaxy? But at the same time, there are ways to make signals much cheaper, and further ways around the problem of directionality, obstacles, etc. One such way might be a relay network, perhaps using gravitational lensing to send out signals between civilizations as a sort of internet. This would allow not just for the discovery of one civilization, but tapping into the transmissions of all civilizations in the galaxy and joining the galactic conversation by relay. But as with anything, there is a limit, and here it's still the speed of light. So this galactic internet would be painfully slow, even if it stretched across the galaxy. But at the same time, discovering one civilization may mean discovering all of them, whether still around or extinct within the Milky Way, opening up the way to a true understanding of just how common or rare intelligent life is. Number 4. The End of the Universe Cafe. One of the most enduring and perhaps pleasant ideas within science fiction is the concept of the cafe at the end of the universe, where the civilizations of the galaxy, or even the entire universe, if FTL technology could ever be pursued, spend the last days of the universe having coffee, or the alien equivalent thereof. In a way, though, this can be seen as a kind of allegory for how it might actually be at the end of the universe. Instead of competing for the last usable resources in the universe as everything goes dark, it may be a cooperative effort amongst all civilizations that managed to contact each other across the immense span of time that the universe existed. It's possible that they may no longer even see a difference between species, everything long before having homogenized, to a point that all formerly alien species all end up the same, perhaps as minds in a hive, or outright technological life, keeping the flame of former biology either alive or having extinguished it to the point that no one remembers their origins. They instead focus solely on survival. This could lead in several directions, including a gracious departure of consciousness in the universe, where everyone just lays everything down and goes quietly into the vast night that would be the late universe. Regardless, it doesn't have to turn into a resource war. And indeed, such a war would be exceedingly more difficult than it would be now due to the expansion of the universe, if not impossible. But that we see absolutely no evidence of wars going on in the Milky Way at this time, that might be encouraging. And at some point, wars simply stop happening when civilizations get to a certain stage of development. And that leads us to our next entry. Number 3. Let's work together to escape the universe. Or maybe there's another option. There are many mysteries left to solve in astrophysics, and we are far from a complete picture of the universe and how it works and what's possible within it. We do know that it's possible, somehow, to create a universe. After all, we live in one. The ability to create a new universe may forever be outside of the reach of anyone. Or maybe it might be possible to create one. This might form the basis of a cooperative effort between civilizations at the end of the universe, or perhaps long before its end. After all, who says that creating a universe has to be a last-ditch effort among the remaining civilizations of the universe, if they ever even knew about each other? Rather, it may simply be a matter of creating a universe better than this one, better tuned for life and existence than our own universe is. Perhaps a universe more favoring habitable planets, with less physical limitations, such as a faster speed of light, or controls over the passage of time. We're millions of years from this kind of technology, if it's even possible, but it's fun to imagine either way. And there's even a solution to the Fermi paradox hidden in here. That the reason we see no evidence of aliens is that they head to another universe, as a kind of retirement community or cruise ship that's better than home, and when we reach a sufficient level of development, they may contact us and invite us into the new universe for a nice game of shuffleboard and to catch some sun from better stars. Number 2. We both have a problem, so let's work together. Imagine for a moment if the first contact with an alien civilization came in the form of a mutually shared problem. One possible solution to the Fermi paradox is famously that no one ever makes it past a certain level of technology and simply goes extinct. One possible choke point here is energy use. As it stands right now, many of our own energy sources are non-renewable and will eventually run out. We anticipate the development of new technologies to mitigate this, specifically fusion energy, but fusion has ended up taking quite a bit longer to develop than was initially thought, and still isn't here as a widespread energy source goes. It may work a similar way with other civilizations in the galaxy, and all nearby alien civilizations are generally stuck at about the same level we are, and face the same development problems with clean, renewable energy that we grapple with. This may lead to a situation where you team up with the nearest alien civilization, say a few tens of light years away, and work together on a solution, and that the way past extinction in the galaxy is collaboration. And civilizations only move forward after they come into contact with one another. Number 1. All are welcome and precious. One very straightforward solution to the Fermi paradox is that intelligent life is simply very rare. This could well be the case, given that Earth had to undergo exactly the right conditions to get to us. But at the same time, that doesn't mean there aren't other paths to intelligence in nature. But say for a moment that there are only ever two or three civilizations in any given galaxy at any given time. That might mean that any company is good company. And alien civilizations seek out the other regardless of their level of technology. Intelligence of any level alone may drive contact. This could make for a galaxy with very altruistic overtones, where intelligent life is valuable simply because of its rarity, and contact is helpful and designed to keep the other civilization going by offering advice and help any way they can just to ensure the other's continued existence, or at least try to. That might make for a very pleasant galaxy indeed. And if it works this way for most, or even all galaxies, a very pleasant universe. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently concerned about a more perfect universe full of happy vacationing aliens. Just what could you have in a better universe? How about better snacks and beverages? Or, if you will, the alternate artificial universe super donut. It could be absolutely delicious beyond imagination. Yet such a universe could be fine-tuned to have no such thing as too many calories. I like it. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.